Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
If you're a fan of Dead Men Talking, then why not check us out on tour? We are doing a tour in May. We are going to be in Liverpool, Manchester, Birmingham, Glasgow, London and Leeds. You can find tickets over at deadmentalkpod.com. It's going to be Rob Mulholland doing stand-up, and it's going to be me, Freddie Quinn, doing stand-up as well. And we'd love to see you come. We're going to have a chat with you all. We're going to have a drink. We're going to take some pictures. We're going to do some great dark fucking comedy, and it's going to be an amazing night. So head over to deadmentalkpod.com and grab your tickets while you still can.
When I had that bit of success like 9 years ago, and I'd done well in Edinburgh, and then I'd like my own BBC pilot, and then it was going to lead to a series. I woke up a week before filming the pilot, and my right hand just wasn't working. I went to the doctors, and the doctor just examined me, and they went, right, they went, the brain's a fascinating thing. I went, yeah, it's great. Well,
yeah, but this is my hand.
Yeah, what's going on with this? And so my body, my brain had panicked. Something had happened that my brain couldn't cope with. So it said it's manifested itself to try and help you cope with it in an ailment, which is this. I went, that can't be right. That's what they... So basically, I had success and my body rejected it. So, I mean, it wasn't ill for long, because I pretty much fucked it up in about 6 months. I was back on Graham's sofa in a house chair.
You woke up one
it's
day.
Back, baby!
Content warning. Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is not suitable for all audiences, and viewer/listener discretion is advised. For example, if when you just heard the term ladies and gentlemen, you immediately thought about how exclusionary it is, then it's probably best you turn this off now.
Welcome to Dead Men Talking, not with Rob Mulholland, and joined today instead by co-host, friend of the show, Mr. Phil Ellis.
It's a pleasure to be filling in for Rob's size 12s. Like for like. Except I still drink massively.
And
I don't pretend when I'm not drinking that I'm happy.
Would you ever quit drinking?
Well, I'd die, probably.
Of alcoholism.
Yeah, I'll probably enjoy the embalming process. I'm sure that's quite high in alcohol.
And also with us is first-timer Mr. Alan Cochrane. Hi.
Hello.
Are you regretting your decision yet?
Which decision? I've made several this morning.
to appear
on this show?
Yeah.
Not yet, but I will keep you posted.
It usually kicks in around when people come in and then they see the wall behind you.
I did wonder about that.
And they go, oh dear. Yeah, that's our giant wall of demonetization. Uh-huh. So this is sort of, it's like clips from all of our favourite videos.
Well,
there's also as well one guy on there who made a video of me when I upset the Muslim community about 6 months ago. And right. He made a video shouting at me. So his head is in between a woman eating smeg from a dick and a giant prolapse.
I'm pleased to say...
Shout out, Robert.
All the people that I don't want to see me in front of this wall are very uncommitted fans of my career. it's extremely unlikely that they'll ever... Do you know what I mean? Like, I've done broadcast stuff that people that I know don't look at. So it's
yeah. I had my cousin from Kirby, I went round to visit them and... my cousin Trish was like, she said, oh, we're watching the Russell Howard, this is a couple of years ago, we're watching the Russell Howard show, and you came on it doing stand-up. And I went, oh, yeah, cool, yeah, I did some stand-up. They went, yeah, well done, mate. Then, it wasn't for us, I mean, we turned it off, but but like, you come on at the end. So they'd sat through an hour of Russell Howard, and then their own cousin had come on, and they'd gone, eh.
How long do you reckon the novelty that they knew you, how yeah. long do you reckon that played in them keeping it on for?
Well, it's only 5 minutes long.
It's almost perverse to turn it off.
I know, yeah.
You're on there.
I know, yeah.
My in-laws once went to bed at like 7 minutes to midnight on New Year's Eve.
What?
You've already stayed up all that time. Like, how non-ceremonial are you?
Also,
it's like a normal night.
You're not going to be able to get any sleep at 12 o'clock. Like, I think fireworks and shit.
I know the reason for that. So you know why they say if you start this film at this time, then at midnight, then this thing is
oh,
happening.
Oh, he wanted to come.
He wanted to come at midnight. That's what was happening there.
Oh, God. I've got a bit of sick in my mouth.
Save it for the wall.
Yeah, we do have a bucket.
Yeah, we got a little Dead Men Talking Sick bucket.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, people kept gipping on the podcast.
Oh, I see.
I nearly did, actually, on that first one.
Yeah.
I thought it was just a joke.
We got Jamie Hutchinson pretty bad as well because he is terrified of MASH.
What's it show?
yeah, he doesn't like mashed potato, and seeing people eat it just sends him... apparently they called him the Mashmong at school. So
good old fashioned nickname.
Yeah, yeah. Before they found out. Yeah. It's a coincidence.
It's very much nominative determinism, isn't it?
I've got that misophonia thing, so if I hear people eat with their mouth open, it makes me furious. Like, you know,
oh, really?
I've moved train seats because somebody's got on and opened a bag of crisps near me.
Really?
Yeah, I'll pick up my stuff and go.
So, but is there like a level of noise that's acceptable to you?
Yeah, and it's really weird because sometimes it doesn't affect me. Like, sometimes I can kind of not get angry. I can almost feel it and I can slow my brain down and think, don't get mad. And then other times I'll just, like, I can feel like, I've gone.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's really... It's kind of like being annoyed by bad manners, but sometimes on steroids, and sometimes it's, yeah. So if people make noises eating foods that I think should be silent,
yeah,
it enrages me.
Yeah.
So like yogurt or soup or something, I can kind of forgive crisps or biscuits or whatever, but yeah. It's not just a
slurping noise, it's any noise.
The slurping noise does, I mean... Again, in context, if I'm in Wagamama's and someone's slurping noodle soup, I kind of think, well, you know, that's... I'm in Wagamama's.
Yeah, it's your own fault, isn't it? You put yourself in danger, didn't you?
Yeah, I can get really snappy at my kids if they eat with their mouths open and stuff like that. Yes.
Probably have to take your headphones off for the videos.
Yeah.
Not going to be for you or nothing.
Maybe.
Yeah. Do you know what? I know exactly the sound that you're thinking of as well, because, like, sometimes my dad will eat a sandwich... Like, I'll go around and see my parents, and my dad will be eating a sandwich, and because he's a bit older, he doesn't have the moisture that he once had.
Right.
Yeah. He's often said that about your dad. Uh-huh. Not as moist as he used to be.
What happened to all your moisture, Alan?
he's got to really generate his own moisture, and it's a bit more of a... kind of thing. Yeah. And it's like, and especially if it's dry bread and like a dry meat sandwich, and you can just hear that smacking sound. Nah.
Yeah.
What are you afraid of, Phil?
It's not quite what I was afraid of. Yeah. Just
Well, the people at your martial arts class now going, no, we know how to get him. Put him up.
Bring a sandwich.
Coming out, yeah, with a Snickers.
What don't you like?
Benefit cheats.
Brilliant. That's a great answer.
A lot of people just turned off.
Well, fuck them. They probably weren't patrons.
Or maybe they were, and it was yet another bad spending.
Cigarettes, big telly, dead men talking.
Tattoos.
Yeah. Sat watching our show on a 60-inch ULEZ monitor or whatever. Yeah.
It's a big caravan you're in. So... what am I scared of? Happiness, success.
Success, you said in the car.
I did, yeah. I think I'm genuinely. When I, do you know this happened? This, you might remember this. When I had that bit of success like 9 years ago, and I'd done well in Edinburgh, and then I'd like my own BBC pilot, and then it was going to lead to a series. I woke up a week before filming the pilot, and my right hand just wasn't working. I'd done a gig in Newcastle, I woke up in the hotel, I went, it was like doing the clenching thing, but it wouldn't move up or down, or I went, that's a bit weird, isn't it? And I went, oh well, because I wanted to go for the free breakfast. So I went down and got my breakfast, and I had to get a lady to help bring the tray over for me. And I went, and then I realised that, like, I saw Seymour Mace that day, and he went, mate, go to the doctors. I went, nah, I'll probably start work, probably just slept on it weird. Anyway, a week later, I went, yeah, this isn't coming back, is it? So I went to the doctors, and the doctor just examined me, and he went, right, they went, the brain's a fascinating thing. I went, yeah, it's great. Well,
yeah, but this is my hand.
Yeah, what's going on with this? And they went, have you had anything, big life changes recently, you know? And I went, yeah. I said, yeah, I have actually. I said, I'm out of debt for the first time in like 15 years. And they went, right, so what's happened is your brain's not been able to process some information.
You've got debt risk.
Yeah.
Like athlete's foot and tennis's elbow. Yeah.
Rich man's wrist.
Welcome to Debt Men Talking. And so my body, my brain had panicked. Something had happened that my brain couldn't cope with. So it said it's manifested itself to try and help you cope with it in an ailment, which is this. I went, that can't be right. That's what so. Basically, I had success and my body rejected it. So, I mean, it wasn't ill for long, because I pretty much fucked it up in about 6 months. I was back on Graham's sofa in a house show.
You woke up one
it's
day.
It's back, baby!
Just died at a few gigs and your hands started working again.
Premature ejaculation, I'm back. Just been dumped. Can't deal. Hoping to win.
Gonna take up juggling.
Oh, but yeah, success I'm scared of. And
do you know what? Now, that more than anything else has made me really root for you to be really successful.
Yeah.
Just to see what else would shut down.
Just imagine if you did live at the Apollo and were numb right up to your shoulder. Yeah.
That's how you get on. Get me on show.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, fucking hell. Oh,
so what are you scared of?
Me? Not really.
Apart from scales. Sorry. Rob's not here. I've got to fill in for him.
Is that what happens?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
Rob's
a lot,
just fat.
Occasionally, Rob calls me fat and I pretend it doesn't bother me.
But you've always had a very consistent.
What?
You're not even that fat, really, are you?
No, a lot of people say that to me. So I get a lot of people who watch the podcast and they come up to me in sheer amazement and go, you're not actually that fat.
Right.
And I always think that that's worse.
Yeah.
I think because they're going, you're still fat, but not as fat as what I thought in my imagination that you might be. Yeah.
But what are you scared of then? Because I've never really seen
diabetes.
You scared? Is that a genuine worry?
Just look at my own feet and cry.
And he's not even got trainers on. That's his feet.
I'm not really afraid of anything, to be honest with you. I don't like
all right, tough guy.
I don't like heights, but I'm very specific about what heights I do and don't like. So
high ones, you don't.
No. It's weird.
Weirdly, I don't get it when I'm on a curb.
floor of the toilets on, I'm going to shit him out.
It's a weird communal thing, right? I feel like the more people I'm with, the less I give a fuck. So if I'm on an aeroplane, not arsed. I don't care, right? I'm not a nervous flyer at all. But if you ask me to stand at the top of a ladder, I don't like it.
Yeah.
And I honestly think that it's because...
Well, they're strong ladders, but they're not that fucking strong.
No, I just think that it's like, oh, well, I could die on my own, but I couldn't see myself dying if I'm part of, like, 150 people.
Yeah, don't fly to Nepal.
What would you have to put at the top of that ladder to get you up there? And let's try not to just use food base.
Insulin.
A slide.
I do it for, like... So how big's the ladder are we talking? Are we talking a small step ladder?
Like, would that scare you?
No.
You got to paint a ceiling.
What?
A ladder to paint a ceiling.
In a Victorian house.
Oh, that's... All right, I'll tell you what. Let's think about, you know, like wrestling when they have those ladders?
Yeah.
I wouldn't fucking bother with that shit. Unless what was in the briefcase that I was grabbing was like 50 grand. I'd need to be so... like, you know, incentivized to do it. I don't like that, and I don't like wasps. Those are my two fucking things.
God, put a wasp's nest at the top of a ladder. It's your nightmare.
Yeah, that's my I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I didn't know they did that. I thought they were just random, horrible tasks, but they're especially...
They find out what you don't like.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Do it. Right.
Yeah, but most...
So if you went on, they'd just give you a Netflix special.
No! I'm in a popular sitcom. Yeah.
And then you go blind.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, put me in a green room with famous people.
Most people don't like the same things, right? So I imagine that they've got a number of a guy that builds coffins for him every year. Do you know what I mean? Like, right. Yeah, or they've got like a guy that fucking... you know, gets them horrible widgety grub type things and shit. What are you afraid of, Tom?
So I've got this really weird phobia of, you know, when you watch like a cartoon and someone's just, and there's a cartoon character and they're in like a white nothingness and they're just in white, they're just white everywhere.
Like in The Simpsons when the universe collapsed in on itself.
Yeah, sort of, yeah. That properly terrifies me. I think that's going to happen to me one day.
Sorry, you think that you are somehow...
I'm gonna get trapped in nothingness.
Stumble into a cartoon nothingness.
And everything's just white.
A void of nothing.
Yeah, yeah. What? I'm scared of that. And I'm convinced that I'm going to get shot in this shoulder. I know that's going to happen. And I used to be scared of dogs until I got a cat, and now I'm not scared of dogs anymore.
Huh. I think that's the... Do you know what? I feel like you did those in the wrong order.
Yeah, you should have ended with the existential crisis. Yeah,
I'd have opened with dogs.
Well, I'm not scared of dogs anymore. I overcame it. Yeah. I overcame adversity by getting a cat.
No, but you ranked them in terms of fear, and you really should have ranked them in terms of likelihood.
Because
I'm afraid of dogs, I was afraid of dogs. That's, you're going to run into one. But I'm afraid of stumbling into the void. It's a slow likelihood.
I think it's inevitable. I think it's definitely going to happen.
That's more likely than me getting a Netflix special.
How do you feel when you're in a car that's being driven by sat-nav and there's... How do you feel when you're in a car that's being driven by sat-nav that hasn't been updated and you end up in that sort of, no man's land?
I did once. I was professionally, I was in Wales and it was really super foggy. I was going caving and it was really foggy and I couldn't see anything in front of the windscreen, but I couldn't stop because there's no lights and there was just one lane and I had to steer simply based on the sat-nav. That's how I had to know when to turn, and it was the most scary, fun drive I've ever had. It was brilliant.
Why are you going caving in a car?
Well, you had to drive to the cave.
All right. So it's going, fucking hell, a bit lazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
What, with ropes, you're in a Nissan.
Went caving in the Mersey Tunnel.
Have we mentioned on here about Rebecca Goodwin driving in fog?
No. This is amazing.
Rebecca Goodwin is friend of the podcast. Goat of the podcast, really.
Yeah, the queen, the queen.
Queen of the podcast.
Very funny.
She loves a fucking joint, do you know what I mean? And she was high and she was driving through intense fog and she got paranoid that the drivers the other way with their lights on were going to be able to intensely see her face and realised that she was high as fuck. So what she did to counteract that problem was she wore a pair of sunglasses whilst driving in heavy fog so that people wouldn't think she was stoned as fuck.
Even more alarming, they thought she was blind.
Yeah, that, when she told me that, was like, because she said she had sunglasses on, and I thought it was because she had the, because of the blinding lights.
Yeah.
But no, it's just because she was paranoid that people thought her eyes were red.
Fucking genius, mate. She didn't get pulled over.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Do you know what, so I was in Belfast last week doing some shows out there, and I needed to download, like, I needed something to listen to on the plane, right? And I didn't, like, I don't listen to music, as we've established. I'm not really, I didn't really fancy a podcast. I thought, I'm going to go for an audio book. So what I started listening to for my sins is the Prince Harry autobiography.
Spare.
Oh, has he brought a book out, has he?
Yeah.
Has he brought a book out?
Yeah, very quiet about it.
You didn't say you were listening to an audio book. You lied online and said you were reading.
Yeah, well,
just want to point that out.
Oh, Alfie Brown got shouted at for this.
Right. So I think you should say audiobook.
He was reading while listening to the audiobook.
Yeah. I actually read the book back to front and start the audiobook, and then I finish in the middle somewhere. I'm fucking nuts. Yeah, right. Alfie Brown got shouted at online because he said that listening to an audiobook isn't the same as reading one, and the blind society of blind people or whatever were like, how dare you?
They saw red.
Yeah. I mean, they were tweeting him, but it was all just like 7QP, you know, couldn't fucking see.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm listening to it at the moment, and I'm about a third of the way through, and it's a really fucking difficult listen. It's really hard. Because, to be fair to him, he's trying to be really honest about stuff. So and credit to him for being like, look, this is genuinely, honestly how I feel. Mm-hmm. But the amount of fucking moaning, Jesus Lord above. I'm not the most important royal. Right. My brother was more important than me. Mm-hmm. Oh,
my mum died.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
She did it.
I'm sorry you're not the most important prince, fucking dick. Yeah. Like, it just comes across really bad. Although there's a bit that's come out that people who are more... I'm not at this bit yet, but have you heard about the Elizabeth Arden thing? Mm-mm. Have you guys heard about this?
No. Mm-hmm.
Who's Elizabeth Arden? Quick,
very quickly, Google Prince Harry Elizabeth Arden, and you'll be able to get the
clip. I love if it
up.
Came up or straight away. Oh, he's been doing it a lot already.
No, this went viral... Because it is, see if you can find the tweet for it. Okay. You'd be better off going on Twitter, I think, and finding the tweet so that there's the audiobook version of it, because it is insane.
This one?
This is the one, just pause it.
Oh, well, maybe I think I have.
So, turn it up. This is horrific.
My penis was oscillating between extremely sensitive and borderline traumatized. The last place I wanted to be was Frostnipistan. I'd been trying some home remedies,
So he's talking about losing his virginity, and he's a little bit worried that he's going to ejaculate too quickly. And so this was how he decided to sort it out.
Recommended by a friend, she'd urged me to apply Elizabeth Arden cream. My mum used that on her lips. You want me to put that on my todger? It works, Harry. Trust me.
Todger? How old is he?
Found a tube, and the minute I opened it, the smell transported me through time. I felt as if my mother was right there in the room. Then I took a smidge and applied it down there.
A smidge as well.
My penis was...
I mean, that's not... What...
I often think of his mum. But that's to achieve.
I often think about when I'm driving.
Yeah. Driving, often caving.
Do you really want to put that in your autobiography? That you were trying to prolong sex, and so you took some cream that your mum used to use on her lips and rubbed it on your dick, and that instantly transported you to being back with your dead mum?
Yeah, reading that on the audiobook, you got to have second thoughts at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, did I write? Should we cut this? Maybe.
Oh, yeah. I dated briefly a girl with my mum's name once. It was horrific. It's not even like a...
Her name was Mum.
Yeah. Mrs. Ellis.
Somebody had to do it. Sorry.
But yeah, that wasn't nice. Wonder what have we got any? Has anyone ever smelt Elizabeth Arden cream?
No, I've not. No,
neither have I. I just wanted to. There's nothing else to add.
Like the fact that for a brief second you said, "Have we got any?" As if
any of the
men in this room
in the Jonathan Ross show, they would. That'll be a whole bit. Here's Elizabeth Arden. Covered in her own cream. So he's reading his own audio. He's reading his own book.
Yeah, I think
fair play for that, by the way. What a lot of people don't read their own audio book.
You didn't think he could read?
Well, no, I assume he could read, but...
But he can't write.
I thought he'd probably just get someone else to do it. Elton John didn't read his.
I don't think they could get anybody else
Taron Egerton did, though.
Throughout. I think that was the problem.
Yeah. The bit where he's talking about rubbing his dick on it with his mum's old cream or whatever. Whee! Nubbed!
It's like a child writing porn, isn't it? My todger, a smidge.
Yeah.
All of it. It's smidge. About your mum.
Smidge as well, smidge, you know. Horrible word. Massive big handful is what you want.
Yeah,
huge, and I barely cover the base.
Slap it on. In fact, you're basically having sex with the cream.
Yeah, I got a plasterer to do it. Yeah. He had a trowel, and he was just whapping it on.
Put it on her as well.
Yeah. I reckon applying the cream would have made me come before I'd even done anything. Yeah, I think that. Yeah,
sounds quite nice.
Exactly. Yeah. Anyway, do you know what? I can't make it tonight. Now I'm having a little bit of time. It's been cold near that football pitch as well.
So then have Elizabeth Arden done some kind of... Have they done what they call a slapback? Is that what's going on?
So I think they've done a little cheeky PR thing where they've sort of had him in like a pitcher near some of their cream.
Right.
But I think that was probably a very worrying Monday morning for the PR team at Elizabeth Arden.
Yeah.
When they were trending.
He does what with it? Puts it on his dick. Right, okay. We need old women to put this on their faces. This is going to be tricky.
Yeah. Wait, which prince? Oh, thank God it's not Andrew. No, we can work on this. Okay. Work then.
Yeah, actually, as far as it goes, Prince Harry used that on his dick isn't the worst thing, is it? Like,
you can
kind of work around that a little bit.
Right. Oh, it wasn't to stop him coming. It was an attempt at a frostbite remedy.
Oh, I thought it was to stop him coming. Oh,
no, it was to help with his frostbite.
Frostbite during the army?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Wait, why is he getting frostbite in Afghanistan? Maybe. Is it one of those places?
He was talking about ejaculating.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
Well, he does say that, doesn't he? He was worried he would.
It says it's about frostbite.
Well, it was, I suppose.
Oh, that's even weird.
Been alone for a while, aren't they?
I knew there had been some frostbite-related Harry penis stories. There's a sentence I never thought of.
I like him. I like Harry. I like how he's going against all the royals. Take him down.
I liked him until he left the Third Reich. That wasn't a fact. Seriously, he abandoned his true feeling.
What about you, Alex? Traitor. Are you a royalist? You don't strike me as one.
I'm not one, no. I am. I feel a bit sorry for him, and I think we had a little glimpse of how we could quite like Harry when he set up the Invictus Games. I think that's everyone's favourite Harry. I think everyone's heartbroken for sort of mourning child Harry. And then there was the various ones, troubled teen Harry and, you know, dressing as a Nazi. Where I think we thought, this will be a laugh, but it's not going to be easy being him.
Yeah.
And then Invictus Games was, I think everybody was like, he could be like one of the royals. It's almost like a modern one talking about disabled soldiers and mental health and stuff. And I do think just he's sort of poisoned his own well a bit by being a bit sanctimonious and preachy and moaning about your privileges. Like, I didn't get as big a room as my big brother. Like, fuck off, who cares?
You live in a palace?
yeah, exactly. And I think he would have been wise to have not, like, preached about the environment and then got private jets to polo matches and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That really gets up people's nose.
Yeah.
Me included. And I didn't watch the wedding because I don't really join in with anything that the nation is doing. I'm more difficult than people realise. But I quite like the fact that people enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And then there seemed a period after that where if you didn't like Meghan, you were automatically racist. And I thought, no, I really liked Meghan when she first joined the royal family. In fact...
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I really like Meghan and I am a racist.
No, I'm not. In fact, What I was going to say was that I liked her a bit too much. I objectified her quite a lot.
Really?
Like, yeah, I remember thinking, she's fit.
Yeah, I watched her in Suits and I was like, hello.
I've never seen her do anything except be Megan. I didn't know of her career.
Have you ever seen... You never seen Suits then?
Never seen Suits.
Suits is an American program about...
Yeah, I know of it now.
Yes, it's a law firm, yeah. Right? And what they do is there's like a big hotshot lawyer called Harvey something or other, right? And he's holding like an open day for like prospective lawyers. And this guy comes in who's like a savant, but he doesn't have any qualifications. They don't really cover why. They're like, oh, he's the most smartest person ever, but he doesn't have any qualifications, but forget about that. And then he comes and he can just recite anything. And they're like, oh, well, you know, you don't have the right qualifications, but you clearly have something. I'm going to take you under my wing. And that's the premise of the show. The whole premise of the show is like, oh, how can we possibly do this legal case? And there's a lot of this going on. There's a lot of like, oh, God, I tell you, at times like this, I just want to get an ice cream. That's it. There's a lot of that shit. Okay. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. And then she was part of the, like, she was like a love interest on off. She was all right in it. Do you know what I mean? Never going to fucking rip up any trees.
Right.
But you liked her at the beginning.
I fancied her. I thought it was a smart move.
What are your thoughts on her now?
I think she's a bit of a dickhead. And I must admit, I'm going to sound a bit Daily Mail here, but I blame her for Harry's declining popularity. I do. I think she's a bit sort of right on and work, and he's sort of fallen for that. And actually, really what he should be doing is kind of modern traditionalism and people would think he was ace. That's sort of what I think.
He's got that air of him now that I always found when I was at high school, of all the privileged kids who had everything, who then throw it all away and just, and then, right. Like, you know, get like white posh lads with dreadlocks. And like, I've not got a job yet, but, you know, working in this coffee shop 1 hour a week and I live in the squat. And there were so many of them. And it's just, I'm just sat there going, you fucking arse, you had such a nice... You had a double bed.
Yeah, but it's because the wrists were all fucked.
Yeah, yeah.
Just went, then that's get better.
It's a Preston.
Do you know what? Actually, I remember at uni there was one girl who was properly like, you know, eat the rich, you know, like, we are the 99%, you know, all this stuff. And then once a week, her dad would buy her loads of shopping from Waitrose that would go in the fridge and no one could have it. And it was like, how very interesting.
I've known people whose parents have bought them a really nice house and they walked around with Anarchy A badges on.
Yeah.
And you go, who the fuck, you know? And it's just that I have a problem with that. I don't like, because it's like the song Common People, isn't it? They want to be a part of this world. But no matter what you do, you're never going to be that person. Yeah. But, you know.
I don't want to be part of the royal family. What, I can't have that royal security? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I think I think he might have mentioned killing 25 Taliban in order to get his royal security back.
Yeah. There was that moment when I saw that and I was like, those people don't take things lying down, Harry.
I think they're a forgiving bunch, the Taliban.
It's not their motto, is it? Forgive and forget.
May I direct you to the wall?
Ask Salman Rushdie. They hold a grudge for a long time. I'm still getting death threats.
Are you?
Yeah, occasionally. I've not had one in about a week, so.
Maybe. So if you want to send any in, you know the address. Get them death threats a rolling. Don't forget you can win a mug. A dead man talking.
I did
first person to kill Freddy.
You're still getting death threats. You didn't kill anywhere near 25.
Didn't even fuck 25. So I got one recently and it was on Instagram. Someone sent it me through Instagram and it was a little water pistol emoji.
Yeah.
And I was like, and it was from like an account that was like, you know, it was from an account that I had reason to believe, you know, might not be my biggest fan. And right. So, but I was like, a water pistol emoji, what's that? And then I put like question mark, question mark, question mark. And the next thing that came through, they put, you're from Preston, aren't you? And I was like, oh, blocked. You know, like, oh, I see what this is. Oh, dear. Blockity block, block. Yeah, not having it, man.
Yikes.
Yeah.
But maybe you just want to, it'd be funny if they actually do find you and that moment happens and it is that green water pistol with a little orange end on it.
What, there's a super face? Yeah. There's a super soaker.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I knew this would happen.
Throws a water balloon at you.
Yeah, yeah.
Just covered in wasps.
Get up the ladder, Freddy. Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Were you ever actually scared at any point during this?
I was concerned.
You are one hell of a target. You don't have to be a marksman, really, do you?
There's no sport in killing Freddy, though. It's so easy to catch.
Yeah. It's like when you see a big game hunter with an elephant and you're like, come on.
Yeah.
The way that these sort of online witch hunts work is that everybody wants to add fuel to the fire in their own way.
Mm.
So you see, for example, with so what happened is at first the video came out and it was like, whoever this is fucking disgusting. And then it was someone else uploaded the video and then tagged me. And then someone else uploaded the video, tagged me, and it was like, UK comedian talks about raping. And I was like, no. But they throw that in there. And then the next one was like, we demand an apology from blah, blah, blah. And what happens is every time it goes a little bit further and it gets to the point where, at what point do you get doxxed? Do you know what I mean? Like, at what point does... Because it's a numbers game, right? If half a million people see something, if 1% fucking hate it and really want to get at you, that's 5,000 people. Mm. If 1% of those people hate it so much that they want to find you and fuck you up, that's 50 people. Do you know what I mean? Like, and it's enough people for you to be a little bit pre-concerned about, especially if you're going all over the country and your name's on posters and stuff.
And you put the address of the studio on YouTube.
Yeah, you put the address of the studio on YouTube and I've got a website full of fucking, here's where I am every day.
Is this your version of saying, come and have a go if you think you're hard? That does seem to be what you're doing right now.
Yeah, so it's just one of them. I mean, a classic example was, and we mentioned this on a Patreon episode, I don't know if it's out yet, but the comedian who was out recently for downloading indecent images of kids.
You're going to have to narrow it down.
Come on. Tom Binns. Google him if you don't know him. Doesn't look like a paedophile.
The papers had a field day with the image search, didn't they? Like, well, can we not use them all? We'll just use one a day.
Got rid of the words.
Pages 2 and 3 were a scrapbook.
The first thing I'd have done is, gone through and got some new headshots. That's what I'd have done, the first thing. Yeah. Just neutral ones.
Yeah. You in a suit, clean-shaven.
Yeah.
Arm around a much older woman.
Yeah. Taking it on people, so. More or a morgue. This one's got to be better.
Oh, God. So there was an outrage around him. And the thing is comedians make jokes about stuff. That's what we do. And, you know, there were some people, oh, my God, I can't believe people are making jokes about this. And then there was other people who were comedians who were, like, screenshotting his Facebook profile and being like, why have I still got over 100 friends with this person?
It's like, I unfriended him when I saw that.
Yeah.
Well, shit. Yeah.
No, but I was in Belfast at the time. I've got a busy day. Like, when somebody fucking does something wrong, my first thought isn't, am I friends them on Facebook? Mm. It's just what people do is they try and amplify outrage by putting more and more and more unnecessary shit, more fuel to the fire. And you drag people in who are just like, oh, I don't really live my life on Facebook. Yeah, well, you didn't do it straight away, so you're just as bad. It's just insane.
Also, mate. I really want to see what he says next. Like, if he does another status update, I want to be involved in that.
Yeah.
I don't want to be late to that party.
Yeah, well, mate, after his excuse... We've not talked about his excuse yet. Did you hear about his excuse?
Yes.
So his excuse was, hey, I've got ADHD and I overdosed on it and that gave me OCD and I suddenly became obsessively compulsed to download every image of porn ever. And some of it was child porn, what can you say? But most of it wasn't, and I deleted it, so that's all good,
look,
isn't it?
I had very bad OCD, but all that happened to me was I broke the taps a lot.
Yeah.
Sorry, so break the taps.
I like the idea.
The door handle's got a bit wobbly because I check them so often.
I like the idea that he overdosed.
Take me to court.
I like the idea that he overdosed. He got OCD, and there was just as much chance of his wife coming home to a very clean kitchen.
Right.
Yeah. You couldn't have gone that way, could you? You could have gone left.
The house looks lovely, Tom. I know, I had one too many.
Yeah. You had to clean up all the evidence.
Come on, this is no excuse. The cushions are still skew with. Have you got none of the positives?
Oh, I don't know.
What was your excuse when it?
What?
What was your excuse for doing it?
For doing what?
Oh no, sorry, it's not out yet. Sorry, forgot. I thought it'd been. Sorry,
mate. I live by the sword, die by the sword. If I ever get fucking embroiled in something like that, I'm gonna go. Some of them were fit. See you later. I'm actually CRB checked, so I'm less of a nonce than anyone.
Are you?
Yeah. CRB checked,
I think what? They've updated the term.
Yeah, it's not called that anymore. You'll have to get it redone. Good luck. Yeah, just picture that wall first.
What have you ever heard of a teacher being a nonce? Ridiculous. What have you been up to today then? What's been the deal with you this week? You've been filming, haven't you?
We've been filming. We've got a Taskmaster special coming out soon called Taskbastard, probably. Must have changed the name.
No. Taskmaster Beta. That's a good one.
Taskmaster Beta. Can
have that.
Yeah. Oh, Beta's in BETA.
Yeah, good deal.
Oh, that's. I didn't even think that. Yeah. Taskmaster Beta. That is really good.
That's very clever.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
why he's on the big box, isn't it?
But Taskbastard is so fun to say.
Surprised how many comics do.
I am also. Regretting massively opening our doors up to shit of the year.
Oh, we got some more shit of the year entries.
Basically, we decided to do a shit of the year competition, and okay. I thought that we might get two or three, four or five. We've had dozens.
Is this people taking photographs of their own feces?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
We've had so many that we had to put them into categories. So the categories so far are biggest.
Right.
Biggest range. What were the other ones?
Most likely to have cancer.
Most likely to have cancer.
Right. Landscape and portrait.
No filter.
One that looks like the Cliffs of Dover or something.
Oh, and best old. Shape. Yeah. Best shape.
Seem cute. Best might shape. Delete later. Well. This is how GPs work now as well.
Just little shits with just the word cute written all over it.
A little mouse nose.
Little filly. Okay.
So in the last week, we've not had as many entries as the first week. The first week we had over 20. This week we've had 5.
I mean, I'm happy to continue on that trend and discourage them because I don't like being emailed with "Here's my shit."
Oh,
like,
I'm really enjoying it. It's very funny.
Could we before we see this week's? Could we possibly see who's in the lead so far?
Oh yeah, yeah, of course, yeah, yeah.
No, I'm just trying to give it some context.
All right, the frame. I mean,
well, most likely to have cancer. There's only one,
and I don't think this is going to be beaten. To be honest.
Oh God, yeah, that's no. This is disgraceful. All right, I kind of regret that. So my apologies to everyone involved.
Phil Southam, if you haven't got checked out yet, please do.
That's not, unless you've been eating beetroot, that's not right, is it?
Biggest range, this is the one that's in the lead. This is Chris Morris.
God, he used to be such a genius.
That's unpleasant.
That is awful. I once went to the toilet. I was in.
Hear the dry retching.
Yeah, I want to hear the retch.
I went to use a toilet and they didn't have a seat on it. And it was in my last holiday in Rhodes. Like this is like 15 years ago. And I tried to position myself and I've got not the best inside. So I was like, well, if I just sort of angle myself. And this same thing happened to you and me on a night out.
Well, no, just to you.
Okay.
I was.
We went on a night out because I've got bad inside. There was no seat on the toilet. So exactly this one. It was in Preston. And I was rushing. We won't go into the full story. Basically, I had to sort of, if I just hover over the
I mean,
thing,
I'm happy to
slip
go into
in. It'll be fine. It was like someone had come up with a shotgun and gone. Oh my God.
Anyway,
I didn't know what to do. I had to leave.
He asked for blue roll at the bar because he'd run out of toilet roll trying to clean it up. And then he told me that we needed to go now. I was outside having a fag. He was like, we need to go now because he'd still shat everywhere.
But you'd bought a round of drinks. So yeah, we couldn't leave.
But then also, as well, he had a well, I wouldn't call it a brainwave. Certainly a light bulb moment. He saw some England flag bunting.
St. George flag. Right.
Grabbed it, ripped it down, and tried to clear up the rest of his own shit with England flag bunting, but then realised that it wouldn't flush and just draped it under a hand dryer.
No, it was a condom machine. You would have been way too classy at the end there, Freddie. And then we did our shots and left. Yeah. Thanks very much. And there was hardly anyone in as well.
There was nobody. Because the pub was closing down in like a week.
Yeah. Freddie got told. It was really funny because Freddie was swearing so much that day. I went, Freddie, you're swearing like every other word. It's really weird. And you'll go, fucking not. And then the barman, oh, it's my favourite, do you remember? He went, language, please, gentlemen. There's ladies present. That's how we'd gone back into it.
But were there? Yeah.
That's why we were there.
I mean,
shitting up the walls. Best behaviour.
So, go on, let's see who's... Let's have a look at some new shits.
I'll save Reb to the end. So, we've also got two new mods in our disc. We've actually got three new mods, and two of them have sent in shits of the year.
Which two have sent in shits?
Well, it's called Slushy. But that's not his.
Are we using mods as moderators? Then?
Moderator, right. The moderator.
Not Paul Weller. Stool sample.
That'll be going underground.
Yeah. So we'll go for Slushy first. I think this one goes in biggest. Christ. I think that's a good category for that one.
Okay, it's done. Like it's come up.
Thomas Martin has sent in two.
Okay, well, that's
so here's his first one.
What's that?
Enormous.
That's like a snake.
That's in a lower intestine, that.
That's horrific.
That's not
come
this
on.
Is a really gross bit of this podcast.
I know. Well, we're having a lovely chat, and then it takes such a
yeah.
steep.
Yeah. So, what are your thoughts about Meghan Markle? Interesting. Yeah. Do you want to see some shit? Do you want to see some actual literal
Would you like
shit?
To rank shit? Rank the best one of the year. We've got a year of this. We've only been doing it 2 weeks.
Don't worry, Alan. If you're not sure, we can go back over them.
Yeah.
Right. Just log them in your memory forever.
I think that we can go in biggest, probably.
Yeah.
Thomas Martin, too. He said he had a big week, Thomas Martin.
Oh. Not as good
as the Oh, how has that come from the same person?
Yeah. It's wildly different, isn't it?
Big change in diet for Thomas. has he gone from meat to vegetables or something? What's happened to him?
I think he's on the Atkins or something, isn't he?
It's like when you change a dog's kibble.
Someone's been home to see mum and dad. They're having some veg this
fucking hell.
To get a contender in biggest and biggest range in the same week, that's unprecedented in shit of the year.
That's just
like an all rounder.
Yeah. It's like Freddie Flintoff at the shit world.
New category, best week.
biggest variation. Oh my God. Daniel Williams has sent one in. Let's have a look at Daniel Williams.
People are using their real names for
this. I know. That's just not one you'd make.
What's that?
This is horrible.
That's soup, that.
Yeah, it's like Cocoa Pops.
A really old puddle, isn't it? Or like one of those old like drums that become a pond.
It's actually so much like nature, it's less troubling than the others, isn't it?
It's quite calming, isn't it?
I taught a rabbit how to use the toilet.
That's gross.
Okay, I think that can go in maybe best shape.
And then we've got...
Reb. Now, Reb is also one of our mods on our Discord.
Yeah. Isn't Reb trans?
Reb is they. But also will answer to she. Anyway, Reb...
Hiya, Reb.
Reb has had a disagreement with her sister. And her sister is demanding £200 off her. And then they negotiated down to £100.
Okay.
But while Reb was at her sister's house, she decided to get her revenge on having to pay her sister this £100.
And this is why women won't let you in their bathrooms.
Oh, it's not in the bathroom, my friend.
God.
Oh, no, is it not?
Oh, no.
This is...
Let's have a look.
She's shit in her sister's pan.
Wow.
Wrote a little DMT note as well next to it.
Oh, my God, Reb, you fucking hero. Oh, my God. Do you know what? I decry Graham Linehan here and now. That is fucking amazing.
I'll tell you what, the shit's going to hit the pan when she sees it.
To be fair, I wouldn't shit in a pan because that's very easy to throw back, isn't it?
Right.
Like, you pick it up and you can just sort of like...
I don't think Ram's going to be... stood their weight, you know, to present it. I think it was like pretty much a do and then
put it back in the cupboard, lid back on.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's one of those it will be found.
I thought you were going to say I wouldn't shit in a pan because I'm a really big foodie and I consider it sacrilege. But actually, it was logistics. It could come back out.
Yeah.
Freddie knows a lot about people trying to get revenge on him.
Yeah, it seems.
It's like lacrosse.
She was lacrosse when she saw it.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Very good. Very good. Strong work.
I think it needs its own category, this one.
Okay.
I think I'm just going to put it in best revenge.
What about in the shitting in a pan section? Yeah.
The best shit.
Or culinary.
Maybe unusual place. Maybe that should be a category.
Oh, most edible.
Most edible.
Unusual place, I think, is good. And that might encourage other shitters to think about their own unusual.
Absolutely.
Place.
If you want to be a contender for shit of the year, I think you're going to have to think outside the box because biggest range, best shape.
The box.
Or in a box.
Yeah, we've got so many contenders. If you can get an original shit in, you've got more of a chance of an award, basically.
Yeah.
Should we have an award ceremony?
Oh, yeah.
We could all wear tuxes.
Yeah, I mean, this is part of the reason that our podcast doesn't make any money, isn't it? Despite having quite a lot of Patreons now, we're still firmly in the red.
Yep.
Because every time we almost make a profit, we go, should we have an awards ceremony for shit?
Hey, we're getting a lot of engagement.
Mate, there's two extra categories that have come on during this.
It'd be an interesting corporate offer for whoever's hosting.
Yeah.
I would like to throw my hat into the...
Don't put your hat in there.
Did we tell you that we got nominated for a Northwest Comedy Award for Best Podcast, right?
For this?
Now, yes. Now,
didn't know, win.
And a Northwest Comedy Award, no less.
Right.
I know. Okay. Big deal.
I went.
I couldn't go. And because I was in Belfast. Rob can't go because he's in Australia. We didn't ever consider sending you, Tom.
No, thanks.
So what we did
you
instead...
You were there, though, really.
I was not there, although people think I was, annoyingly.
Oh, really?
Because what we did is we sent a gimp.
Right.
So we paid for one of our fans to go dressed up as a gimp.
Excellent.
And gatecrash the
Hard
ceremony.
To spot at the Northwest Comedy Awards.
Yeah.
Like preaching a pod.
It was like, where's Wally?
Yeah. It was a gimp at the Northwest Comedy Awards. Just the one.
I saw your gimp come out the toilet and he needed help zipping himself back up. I mean, he wasn't walking around with much dignity that night, but that was a low point, I think.
I messaged Mick because I saw Mick on stage with him because he presented an award at some point, apparently. And I said, like, was it all right? You know, was it funny? And Mick went, to be honest, he looked like a leather zippy.
He did, yeah.
The gimp we said was quite a short man as well. And a running joke in this podcast is I'm very short. And because it was a short man in a gimp suit, everyone thinks it was me, no matter how much I deny it.
I was worried it was not me. I was worried it was you, and I was being rude because occasionally the gimp would try to make eye contact with me, and I assumed I was like, "Was that someone like blanking him?" I can't tell. I went, "It's not. It's surely not. It didn't have your body shape."
No,
but I did wonder.
Yeah. It was from a lad called Alfie. I'll not mention his surname. But thank you, Alfie, for being a great sport and helping us to send a gimp to the award ceremony and send a nice message. What I thought was really interesting is that I got a follow on Twitter from a woman called Teresa with the same last name, who I clicked on it, and I think it's Alfie's mum. So lovely. I think Alfie's about 20 right. years old, and I think his mum was like, "Alfie, why is the gimp costume come at the door?" And he's had to explain, "Listen, mum, I'm helping a podcast out." And she's thought to herself, "That might be true, but also it might be something I need to keep an eye on."
I hope it was a completely different thing. And he's like, mum, it's finally happened. And well, he's really excited about it.
I'll ask him later.
Charlie with a golden ticket.
Yeah.
I've got him in a trunk at home. I'm going to drill some new air holes in it later. So I'll ask him when I get there. So, Therese, if you want to pay that ransom, you can have your gimp back. It's only 20 quid, mate.
It cost 85 to send him.
The trunk was 40.
Such a loss leader, this podcast.
Is that how much a gimp is for the night?
No. He's
not a professional gimp.
I see.
This is gimp debut, I believe.
He's a hobbyist.
Yeah.
We believe in giving people a chance.
Right.
We brought him up through the Gimp Youth Academy.
Yeah.
Why don't you send us in your favourite gimps in an unusual place?
I mean, that's better than Rob's ever done in terms of trying to keep this on track. So that's, I'm happy
with
that.
Don't forget, the first one who kills Freddy, well, throw in a coaster. Don't forget, he hates your religion. I'm a big fan.
So, thank you. Thank you very much for that, Alfie. And we sent him 50 quid and the gimp suit was 35.
Mm-hmm. So. And we're going to do that for every award.
But
not that there's going to be loads.
But I think what we do is we add a gimp every time. So next time we send two. And I like the idea that in 10 years, if this is still going, there's about 80 gimps. Just all.
At the BAFTAs. What?
Yeah.
Would it be troubling if in 10 years this is still going and you have to send two gimps? No further nominations.
We finally get another Northwest Comedy Award nomination.
I went, obviously, to the awards. It was one of those things where I was like, well, it should. The more people that go and support it becomes a thing, and I really wanted.
Do you want it to become a thing, though?
I don't know. It might as well. Well, the comedian thing was a nice thing that people started. I think. I don't know. I think it's just
cringe, mate. I think it's just a bit cringe.
Well, anything is. Especially if you're there and you lose, which I once went to the Chortle Awards. I was nominated for 5 Chortle Awards, so I thought I'm going to win one. Sure.
Right. Yeah.
Got to win one out
no
of five.
No one's this big a loser.
Exactly, yeah. So I went with
he walked in.
Spilling drinks everywhere.
Every time someone won.
he just regained his mobility in another limb.
Fucking arsehole.
Yeah, fucking. Oh, yeah.
Arrived in a wheelchair and walked home.
It's like the end of The Usual Suspects.
Get back on the night bus. Oh God, it was the grimace. I went with this bag. And I went, I have to take this bag with me in case,
carry all your awards.
I thought, I might have to carry one. Exactly. So I had to leave with a saggy bag. And everyone's like, why have you got a bag? I was like, oh, no. I'm staying the night.
Do you rucksack, Phil?
No, yeah. To stuff it with my coat so it looked like I was just going straight to the hotel. I've got a trolley. Oh, God. It was so funny because after the fourth one was lost and they announced the fifth one, the film, remember the film, the Steven Spielberg, The Colour Purple, was nominated for 9 Oscars and didn't win any.
Yeah.
So Nish is like over and went, you're the new Colour Purple, mate. And then they went, the winner is! And I was like, oh, fuck. I went, I can't. Sure. Everyone's looking at me, he's going to lose all 5, isn't he? So it was like, me and Hayley Ellis did a joke at the awards that we went, if you win or if I win, we'll get up thinking it's us. So, of course, Hayley won both. So I went up on the first one going, I can't believe it. I was just saying to Mick, I was going to kill myself if I didn't win this award. And then that was a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
And then the second time, I'd go up again, going, twice in one night. You know, this whole sort of bit of a joke. But I didn't realise, it's not all comedians. There were just some people had gone to see it. And they were genuinely going, Why is that man not letting that woman win one award twice? That was good. They don't know who I am.
This is how Kanye started, isn't it?
I know.
That was just a bit that went wrong.
Just a loser again twice.
You'll be folding your arms and saying it was a Jewish doctor before long, won't you? Holy shit, man. I get around these things by being perennially unsuccessful.
Mm.
So I got nominated for three things in that. Best podcast, best promoter, not what I'm going for at all. And
I've seen the gigs.
I thought you were doing those gigs ironically.
I don't... Do you know what? Actually, somebody came up to me once recently, an act about a week ago, and they were like, oh, yeah, I've done a couple of your gigs. They're a bit ropey. And in my head, I was like, and then I realised it's because I don't book them for the good ones. It's like, I only book them for the ones that are like, oh, fucking hell, it's going to be a bit shit.
Yeah. Send them. It's good to see you again.
So,
where's this frigate, Freddie? Where is it? Is it outside? This gig on a frigate. That was the idea.
It's in the middle, providing diversity.
So, do you remember that one you put me for? This is exactly where I am on Freddie's list. Yeah. Okay, now surround it. I had to circumnavigate a llama to get to the tent.
Did you?
Those of emus walking around the gig. Right.
To be fair, that was during lockdown.
It was a weird gig. Everyone was shit-faced on cocktail.
Yeah. That was one of those times where people were just so fucking psyched to be out that every time that they could do something, they were like, just getting shit-faced.
But my favourite bit was, I was doing an ill thought out, but I was like, this gig's lost for me anyway, so I might as well enjoy it and talk about my nana dying of bowel cancer. So I started doing this to silence. And then it was really good where I just could hear gravel. Because Freddie had left his radio mic on, he's just walking up and down. You could just hear the gravel. Oh, fucking, you know you're doing a gig where we can hear gravel move. And then there was a bit later on where it started to go really tense again, and you just put it on purpose and went... It's just great.
I forgot all about that. That was good. I also got nominated as well for best on social media. Given the year that I've had and the sheer amount of death threats
Was it best brackets death threats close brackets on social media?
Well, the thing is, though, as well, is one of the things about pissing off religion is that when you get death threats from them, it's very much a hard, you know, it's a baptism of fire, if you like. And then from then on, every other death threat sort of pales in comparison. So when we pissed off Lad Baby and they all came after me, all the fucking Lad Baby mum ultras, I was like, oh, go fuck yourselves. Yeah. What are you going to do? You know what I mean? Hit me over the head with a vase that you bought from The Range. Fuck right off, my love.
Throw sausage rolls at me.
Exactly.
You'd love that.
Like a performing seal.
Like Homer in space.
Have you got a lovely question this week?
I've got a lovely question. Got a little graphic as well.
You're going to fucking hate this. This is lovely question. Tom does...
Oh, hang on.
Oh, here we go. Tom does a lovely question, and he does a graphic along with it. Now, is this graphic a person or a thing?
Tom's lovely question. Oh, isn't that lovely?
No, right, so
you would not believe for a start that this is a man that has a BAFTA in animation.
Is that right?
Sort of.
I was impressed at the tech skills.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? So basically, this originally started. We did love a question.
I've got it.
You've probably got it because you're good at this. I made it quite easy for the newbies, right? So this—that's
me, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's always a clue. This is me, so I'm not involved in the clue. The clue are this, this. And this. That's Luke Shaw. That's and a lovely meal with lamb.
That's a lamb leg.
Yeah, and that is a poster of a famous game. And the clue is a film.
A famous...
But what's the question?
So there is no question yet.
No. The question is to come.
Oh, the question is just what is the film?
This is a little amuse bouche.
Okay. Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? See? Yeah, some people appreciate me. Fat cunt.
It's not a million miles from Catchphrase. On the
it's exactly like Catchphrase.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a million miles away, but I'd say it's definitely within the thousands of miles bracket. I loved as well while you were explaining that, and you said, so this is Luke Shaw, and then immediately I watched as your little face go, I should have just said a footballer. Yeah. And so I was watching as he was trying to describe a lamb shank. Yeah. And he went, this is a lovely lamb meal. And then you went a leg of lamb, and I saw his little face light up and go, yeah, we'll have that. And then he goes, and this is a video game.
It's good. Yeah, this originally started that Freddie and Rob wanted Tom to be a different race every time.
And we ran out quick.
We ran out very quickly. So then it just became really shit puzzles.
Yeah. You've got to travel more.
There's still other races, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Right, lovely question. This is a good one. Would you rather lick out Jay Goody as she is now or have my surname? And that's from Niall Hoare.
Oh my God.
I think I'd rather have his surname.
Me too.
Niall Hoare.
Me
too. Yeah, I think I could live with that. Yeah. Freddie Hoare. it's a stage name for you, isn't it? Hey,
can I have a bit of time to think?
Just as a sidestep, I would have loved a stage name now. I regret not having a stage name.
What would you have chosen?
I don't know, but I think it would be just nice to have a certain amount of anonymity on your bank cards and when you're phoning call centres and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just think, well, that was an opportunity that I missed there.
You're right. It's weird, isn't it? I wish someone said, "Oh, you should have," because people think you're just this person. I mean, I'm pretty much the person on stage anyway. But I saw a thing from Chortle did a thing the day, but they had the lineup. It went amiable, such a body, such a thing. Scottish comedian did a car crash of a human being, Phil Ellis. I was like, fuck me. That's not who I am, sure. Right. But if I could go, oh, Phil Ellis, the character is, but no, that's my real name. That's
this is it.
Obviously, I'm not going to go into your name, Freddie, but
Phil knows my real name, and Phil says that my real name sounds like a lounge singer. So much so that when he was writing his Radio 4 sitcom, he actually commissioned a character with my name and didn't even ask me to play my own person.
That is brutal.
So immediately got somebody else, and he's like, oh, his name's Tom so-and-so, he's very good. It's like, I'm me, do you know what I mean? Like,
it's putting on your voice as well.
That's brutal.
Because of this podcast, a lot of our fans call me Not Gay Tom. Because there used to be a producer who's called Gay Dave, and now I'm Not Gay Tom.
Yeah.
Which, when people shout at you, makes me sound really homophobic.
Yeah.
Or gay, and they're just protesting a lot about it. It's a very confusing time.
Yeah. Would you want to have a pseudonym for the... Because we might reveal your surname at some point.
I think I'll just stick with Not Gay Tom.
Just stick with that.
Yeah. Might change my name legally to Not Gay Tom.
Yeah. What about Tom Hoare?
Tom Hoare,
Or look out Jay Goody as she is now.
Yeah, I'd probably go for...
Do you know
when you're going to get that chance again? I'd probably lick her out. I could change my name whenever I want.
Well, she's not going anywhere.
Exactly, yeah.
She's got a bit of a window.
Is there another question that's less terrifying?
Yeah, that was just a silly one.
Was it?
Well, put it this way, two columns at the top, dark and silly, and would you lick out Jay Goody's corpse is under silly. Just a bit of a laugh, that's not really dark, is it?
Yeah, let's have a glimpse into the dark.
You organise a game of Russian roulette and have to invite three other players. Who are you inviting? That's from Daniel Price.
Jack Carroll, Tim Renko, Rosie Jones. Next.
Fucking hell. That doesn't help. I mean, yeah, but they're better off, surely. They might miss. You're not gonna. They might hit you. You're coming out at a disadvantage. Yeah.
If they do miss, they probably are going to hit you. You take up a lot of space in that room.
I'll invite Phil, but if he's successful.
Hey, Phil, I've just heard you got a commission. You haven't got time to verify it. Oh, God. Just use this one.
I don't know who you. What I'm imagining is this three people that you want to die,
or is it three people
that you feel like you could win against? I guess.
Yeah, maybe. Because I don't know if there's any tactics in Russian roulette, though.
I just picked those three because I thought it'd take so long to play that game that I'd just live for longer.
Get some extra life.
Well, finish 0-0.
Yeah.
It's on penalty. It's the first Russian roulette to get to pens.
Yeah, it's sudden death.
Well, yeah, I just thought whoever was the captor might have just got bored by that point and been like, for fuck, this is taking ages.
Yeah.
Don't you want to pick three really unlucky people, don't you?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, so you're in.
Yeah.
One.
I mean, yeah. Oh, fuck.
Five-time nominee Phil Ellis.
Yeah. That guy who is in both the atom bomb things. Remember the atom bomb? The guy in Japan, he was in one atom bomb, and then he went to the other city, and he got atom bombed again.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. He lived, though. He survived, so he's quite lucky, actually.
So he went to Hiroshima. Wow.
Yeah, whichever the first one was, he was there. He was there for work. And then the atom bomb happened, and he was
and then he was like, fuck,
I better go home. So he went home, and he got atom bombed again.
Really?
Yeah.
Bloody, it's time to go home when that atom bomb goes off.
Yeah, like bloody buses, aren't they?
Yeah.
If that was you, right, obviously we know this now because we know that there was only two, and he was just desperately unlucky.
Only two.
But...
You hear that, Japan? Only two. Why are you still going on about it?
They say they come in threes as well.
But... If you were him, you would naturally assume that this is going to be a regular thing now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so
yeah.
You'd stay put, wouldn't you?
Mm, maybe that's
after,
what he did.
After the second one, you'd go, well, I just can't be asked travelling to die. Do you know what I mean?
You can't be asked travelling to die.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. If you're going to die, do it at home.
Let it come to me.
Exactly. Mm,
yeah. Well, I suppose if they've already atom bombed that city, they're not going to do the same city, are they? Well, everyone should have gone to that city.
This was
like
it.
I like the phrase atom bombed. I've never heard it until this conversation.
Yeah, he does documentaries.
Oh, yeah. Didn't realise I was with experts.
David Attenborough.
I think I would look back through previous episodes of this podcast and I would pick three people that I knew for a fact were squeamish. Because they're going to see a death right in front of them, aren't they?
Oh, sort
of?
Yeah.
Vittorio Angeloni's quite squeamish.
Right.
Yeah.
Who else is quite squeamish? Nightingale was very squeamish. Dan Nightingale was very squeamish.
Yeah.
And if he dies, there's a space on Have a Word, and that's better podcasting. So.
Would you leave us or Have a Word?
Fucking right, I would, mate.
Fucking score.
Oh, in a second. All right, there, lads. Fucking hell, bins are weird, aren't they? Fucking, how much a month? 20 grand each. Fucking no problem, mate. Yeah.
I don't mean they're cutting you in. I don't mean they're giving you like the business. I give you a fee per episode.
Yeah, that's true.
Freddie would leave this podcast if you heard an ice cream van go past. That's the only reason you've soundproofed the walls. Keep him in.
Only if it was stopped outside. That's quite a steep hill out there.
Oh, yeah. Depends which way he's going, downhill or up.
I think unlucky people is the way to go.
Unlucky people
is definitely the way. My
Michael Ballack? Lost a lot of finals, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
that's who we're going for, then. Phil Ellis.
Christopher Reeve.
Phil Ellis.
Well, he's gone, hasn't he?
The atom bomb guy.
Did he have to be alive?
The atom bomb guy. And Michael Ballack.
He famously lost a lot of finals.
What about people with big heads?
Yeah.
No, but you've got to put it to your head.
Yeah.
Don't know how small your head is. Part of the game.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't matter at all, does it?
Yeah. It's not just your dodging bullets. Okay, what are you doing here again, John Merrick?
All right.
It's not like you go with Neo.
Yeah.
He's the worst person to go with.
Yeah, definitely not Neo.
I'd actually, the more I think about it, the more I want three people who I think I'm fine with them dying. But they're a bit of a laugh at the same time.
Oh, I know what I want. I want a suicidal person. Because then they're just like... And they just shoot it loads.
Oh, that's not bad, actually.
Yeah, they'll want to go first as well.
Maybe all the people that are having a fatwa on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should probably go with that, actually. Yeah.
Get some of them involved.
it's a tense final meal, isn't it? It's a tense final sit-down.
Yeah, you don't want to be sat in the room with and then give them a gun.
Yeah.
I'd do
decent
it with it.
Decent food, though.
What?
Could be decent food. Yeah,
very nice, this. I've not heard of it before. Tasty. It's a local restaurant. Nice, it's nice. Go on.
I'd do it. I'd go first, and I'd make sure we were using, like, an automatic pistol.
Oh, so it's like...
No, just put the magazine and I'll just blow my own head off. I want to get three people I want to be scarred for life.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that news reader that killed himself on live on the news in America many years ago. It's a famous... and there was him. He just shot himself in the head live on air.
Wow.
Because, I don't know, can't remember the reasons. I was probably a bit depressed, probably. But... He probably was having a good day.
As I say, I didn't realise there was experts on this show.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to get all technical.
Probably wasn't having a good day.
Don't know, slow news day. Fucking hell, I can't talk about this fucking panda that eats quiche again.
Yeah. Do you think
sorry.
Now the weather, it's raining. Right, give us that gun.
Sorry, a panda that eats quiche.
I don't know, it's one of those stories at the end of the day where they're padding out the news.
Famously very picky breed.
That's why it's on the news.
Yeah. They have bamboo. And quiche.
Yeah, that's why they're all dying. There's not enough quiche. Please, the first person to kill Freddy, I will donate quiche to the panda.
Imagine if pandas like quiche.
Imagine if that was the headline.
God, I feel like I'm doing an Eddie Izzard bit now.
Go on, what were you going to say?
I can't remember now. No. I'll just shoot myself
on
air.
Yeah, yeah. Before we
choose me, and me.
let's bring this around nicely by doing some videos.
Okay.
Which usually signifies that we're very much turning the final corner.
Right.
And we're sort of on the home stretch.
Before we do,
is that what's happening?
Can I just say this? And I think I might have told you about this already.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's a perfect Alan. I think you would know what to do in this scenario perfectly. The thing that happened to me, I told you about when that guy asked if he could sit where I was sat in the pub.
No.
It's the weirdest thing happened to me, right? So I was sat on my own at the Pebble and the Peak in Manchester. I was meeting a friend a bit later.
The what, sorry?
Pebble and the Peak. It's a beautiful nice pub.
Yeah, it's very old pub. Yeah.
Very old pub in Manchester.
Sounds like one of Aesop's fables.
It's a famous old pub, isn't it?
Yeah, very famous. It's a beautiful
old pub. It's a listed building.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So I'm sat there in the corner and it's sort of about 4:30, so people are going to come out of work soon. So I purposely, I looked, there's a couple of free tables, but it was getting busier. So I thought, well, it's only me and it's going to be one friend in maybe about half an hour, maybe 45 minutes. So I just sit on my own in the corner on this little table. And then I'm not taking up a full table. I sit there, starts getting busier, and then some of the tables getting taken up, and there's a guy just sat on his own, like a four table here, and so there's no free tables. This guy with a beard, who's like early 30s, comes in, and he's looking around, and he looked like a graphic designer. I hated him on sight. Uh-huh. He's had this sort of like feel to him. Anyway, I'm not going to judge him at this point. He's just looking around. He's got a few friends with him. And he looks where I'm sat, and he's sort of chatting to his few meek friends. And he comes over, and he goes, oh, hi, he goes, oh, sorry, don't mind. Do you mind if we sit where you are here? And I was like, oh, and he said, oh, there's four of us. I went, oh, okay. I went, there's like a space for another four around the little table. It's like it's a bench and some chairs. So I went, oh, yeah, yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah, yeah. And he goes, oh, right. Okay. I went, and he just stared at me. I went, oh, I said, oh, you want me to move? And he went, yeah, yeah, do you mind? It's just we want to sit there, you know, in the. And I went, well, no, I mean, you can sit round the table, round me, but you want me to get up and move tables so you can have it. He went, yeah, it's just there's four of us and we've got crisps.
Right.
And I went, well, I said, no, I'm not moving. I said, you can sit. I've never been asked to move.
I love the fact you said no.
I just couldn't. It just threw me.
Yeah, especially if there's no other tables either.
Yeah, and I'm sat on the tiny table and there's room to sit round it, but you're going to be... And they just went, yeah, do you mind moving? And
that's unbelievable.
I never experienced anything.
What did they do? Did they still sit there with you there?
They sat on the table, which would have made more sense, the longer one with one bloke on it who was using a laptop.
Right.
And they went, oh, right. But they just thought, oh, we'll just turf that guy out in the corner. Yeah.
That's insane, because what they're saying is, we think you're taking up too much space, and also we do not want you to be near us.
I know. Yeah. Is that...
That's a lot that's going on there.
They think you're less important than crisps.
I know. I don't get that. Because we're going to do, obviously, the sharing thing. Yeah. But I've never had that before. Have you ever been asked just to move?
No, I'd tell him to foot right off.
I wouldn't let him sit on my table, to be honest.
I like the assertiveness that you said no, though. Because there are some people that are just, you know, they're too nice and would have got up and gone.
Weak beat of pussies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We'll catch Andrew Tate saying no, would you, lads? Go on it. No, I need all the space for all the women I've trafficked. Meet me in a minute. Yeah, no, I'd tell to fuck off.
Yeah. Because I've just never experienced that. The reason I was laughing, going, it can't really be asking me just to get up and fuck off, basically.
You can sit over there where there's space for you.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not standing up so we don't have to? Yeah.
But do you think they just assumed, and I'm playing devil's advocate a little bit here, do you think they just assumed that you were such a loser there was nowhere you were waiting for a mate?
He saw a receding... And he'll, 70s throwback.
He'll probably be bullied by us into leaving.
But what surprised me as well, they were nerds. They weren't like...
Right.
They weren't cool or like tough looking or alpha. They were all like cagoule wearing cunts. Like, right. I didn't mean to say... I tried to stop myself saying the C word there and I don't think it's... I apologise to all the cagoulists out there.
I think it's okay.
don't worry. Cunt has been said quite a bit on this podcast as well.
Yeah. But... you think you can bully? I'm going to be bullied by these fucking
nerds, dweebs. Bully loser.
I know, yeah. Anyway, sorry, I just thought I'd bring it up because it's really been bothering me since it happened.
And if you're listening to this, if you want Phil to move, wear a tap out t-shirt.
Is that right? Is that what does it?
That's what does it. You wear a t-shirt that says tap out across the tits. He goes, oh.
This guy does martial arts.
Yeah. He's not a bird. I can either move of my own accord or I'll be armbarred out of here.
Or just smile.
Do you know what's mad as well is that so they're, from their perspective, they've looked at you and gone, he doesn't have any friends and he's taken up too much space.
Yeah.
But rather than sit down and potentially dangle the carrot of inclusivity in your face a little bit and go, oh, we'll just bring him in for one conversation and just make him feel involved. They've gone, no, we can't have him anywhere near us because he might feel involved at some point. We can't have that.
And they didn't know I'd made up this friend that I was meeting in 45 minutes. He's just day drinking on my own. Look at me.
Oh, mate. Right, let's watch a video.
Okay, we've got Regret. Would you like to watch Regret?
I want to watch Regret. Big fan of Edith Piaf.
And me.
Oh, pause it. So, this is, again, for those people who are listening rather than watching, this is a guy who is about to jump in to a bunch of barbed wire, quite a lot of barbed wire, that is quite lazily stacked upon four chairs.
Why?
And he looks like he's going to jump in. Why? I think it's because he's seen John Cena do it and go, well, that's fun.
Does John Cena do this? Why does he do that?
Yeah. But...
why is this the thing?
Well, John Cena's seen this guy do it.
I like how he's really psyching himself up for it as if it's going to affect the outcome. Like,
yeah,
if he really goes for it, maybe I could get.
Yeah,
it's not going to hurt. And also, I reckon if he was to see like a child in a burning car, he wouldn't bring himself to get in and help, but he'll throw himself into loads of chairs.
Or if there was barbed wire in that car, straight in.
Or he'd help the child, take it out, and then just choke slam it.
I feel tense that we've paused it.
Can I also say as well? So he's wearing some cargo shorts, which I guess you might wear for throwing yourself into barbed wire. Topless, but he doesn't quite have a wrestler's physique, does he?
No.
He looks like he's got quite a supple body.
He's got a wrestler's fan's physique.
Yeah.
He's got a body shape.
Right, okie dokie, let's... Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Holy God damn it! Holy
I'm only watching because the guy's an idiot. Oh, do we not get to see what the actual...
No, I guess not.
I want to see the damage.
I don't want to see them pull it out of him. Oh, my God, that would be hideous.
But it seems like he's on his own as well, so how are you getting up from that?
Crying for help.
Oh, yeah, what's he... Yeah. Oh, yeah, if he's on his own.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the guy, he must be dead.
He'll be dead.
Bled out.
I like that.
I think he'll be dead. A bloke lived through two... nuclear bombs early. You think this guy falls on hard wire?
Yeah, because he's going to do it again. He's not dead from this. He's dead from the next.
He did it in another city the day after.
Yeah. Off to Wigan.
I like the idea that he's still there. Still there on his back, like, ah. His family can't untangle him, and every once in a while they just feed him milkshake through a straw.
Oh, my God.
This is you know, when people say online, for a start, I think a lot of the things that people say online are really annoying. But when people say play stupid games, win stupid prizes, this is the video that they should roll.
I'm telling you now, this morning, his crush ignored him.
Oh.
And this is, it's incel vibes, isn't it?
She was called Barbara.
That was excellent work.
He's very good, isn't he? We should really pay him more. Okay. So, that was nice, wasn't it? Thanks for having sent that in. Now we're getting to the meat. I'm quite worried about Alan, because if he found that squeamish...
Oh, yeah, there's a lot more to come. Let's go for what's for
supper.
I've
crossed my legs, but not through squeamish, just in case I get aroused.
Again?
I know, yeah.
Let's go for what's for supper. This is a nice
What's
one.
For supper? Oh, well, just pause it. Pause.
I can't. It makes me feel sick. It makes me feel sick. I can't. That nearly did it. Fuck.
So, see that again?
So this is a bigger woman with, and I'm going to be putting it out there, for a woman of her size, those are dreadful tits.
yeah, if she was thin, she'd be flat-chested.
Yeah. I know, she's a bigger girl.
I don't think it's wrong. The most notable thing about this video, but whatever.
But she's naked, she's got a little plastic plate in front of her, and she sort of forces out about 20 hot dogs out of her.
Well, you'll find out exactly how many in a minute.
Cunt. She doesn't eat them, does she?
You don't have to.
See what's for supper.
That's a lot of hot dogs.
Where are the buns?
We might have to go reaching for more.
She counts them to make sure that they're all there.
Whoa!
How many?
16. This is filmed. This is just a bloke and his wife.
18.
Yeah. 16.
I think that's what's worst about this.
16. Are there more to come?
No, that's the lot. She gets them out in one go, to be fair to her.
Awesome. Pussy's dripping hot dog juice.
Why is he getting off on
eating? That was a little disturbing.
That was a little disturbing. You clearly...
Did he say that?
Yeah, he went, this is a little disturbing.
Who's cleaning it up?
I doubt she went, hey, love, I've got an idea.
Yeah. I put some hot dogs in the fridge, but they're not for eating.
I know it's not what I'm meant to take from this, but I am hungry now.
Yeah, you're undecided about going for food after this.
Yeah.
Now I think you've been pushed one way. Yeah.
I'm kind of more impressed that they all land on the plate. Because I can't, if I'm serving food, I've got peas all over the counter. That's me with a spoon.
Oh, yeah, if she did it with peas, it'd be a different story.
Yeah.
If you do know this woman, though, when she is doing requests, I'd like to see that, the peas. Well, mushy peas would be a good one.
Well, not when they went in.
Oh, God.
How many peas do you reckon she could push out? How many peas is 16 hot dogs?
How many peas is 16
hot dogs? It's like a fraction.
Yeah, it's like fucking a Google currency converter, isn't it? Converting pounds into dollars, converting hot dogs into peas. I would say a good 2 cupfuls.
I reckon you should get a tin. Like a tin of beans.
A tin.
I think you should get a tin without even opening the tin.
He's having hot dogs and peas anyway.
It's a weird problem.
Well, nobody, because a cunt's only so big. So, that was lovely. Thank you for sending that in.
Right, should we go for Big Old Prol?
Is Spikey the worst, is it?
I'd say Big Old Prol and Spikey are both pretty bad.
Okay, that's great.
Guess what Prol stands for?
I'm going to go with... prolonged sense of self.
Oh,
just a man sat in a chair just going, yeah.
There's a man involved.
Or prolapse.
Yeah.
I think it'll be that.
I think a professional
Oh, dear God.
I can't.
Oh, dear God.
I can't. I'm more offended it's in a public car park.
Pause it.
I worry that I've typed the right code in.
Pause it. So it is a man, there's a man bent over on a car, and there's another man fisting him up the arse.
I think when it goes up to your elbow, it shouldn't be called fisting.
Elbowing.
Forearming.
Well, I mean, yeah, he's left a hell of a lot of...
puppeteering at that
he's,
point.
He's left a fair amount of elbow grease there, hasn't he? Jesus wept. Yeah. But then a prolapse comes out. But the only way I can describe it is it curves like a Viking's horn, yeah, doesn't it? And then he drinks from it like he's in Valhalla.
I can't.
Just watch it one more time.
Let's watch it again. I don't think we can really appreciate that. No. So the opening shot, he's up to his elbow deep there.
You can watch the opening
shot. He's definitely not parked in the bay properly. He's taking up two spaces.
Oh, they're on a truck. They're on a pickup truck.
Of course, yeah.
He's covered in shit.
I can't.
It just seems medically unsound.
I know, yeah.
Imagine seeing that at Cheshire Oaks.
Is the other guy enjoying it? I
think so. Oh.
Do you reckon these guys wore masks in the pandemic?
Wait a minute. I don't remember doing this.
And then they have a little snug. That looks like, you know, the anime version.
Well, that's the bit that I don't.
That looks like you. Yeah. The anime you.
That's the bit that gets me.
Folks kissing.
We've all got a line.
Jesus, what
Christ
above.
Alive.
Yeah, I don't like to yuck someone else's yum, but that is not for me.
Do you know what I've just noticed as well?
This is why I don't gig with Pete Otway and Gary Little on the same bill anymore.
have you noticed that me and Alan have both come camouflaged to the seats that we're on? So if we don't like a video, well, I wasn't on that podcast. What do you mean?
Yeah, total deniability.
Something happens just to...
All right, okay, last one.
So we've got Spikey left now.
Spikey. Now, again, if we had to guess, I'm going to say drawing pins or something like that.
Yeah.
It's usually the way, isn't it? Cocks on drawing pins, maybe? I mean, I'd take
What's
that.
It called, sorry?
Spikey.
Yeah. It's not Dave Spikey.
Wait a minute.
No.
Oh, no,
Spikey shoes.
It's a bloke in the Midlands comparing badly.
I think... She's going to be kicking somebody in the bollocks here.
Do you reckon?
Oh, yeah, we get quite a bit of this. So these are really spiky shoes.
Yeah.
They are.
What were those wrestlers called in the 90s with the red and spiky gloves on? Not like those.
Oh, yeah. I remember the tag team, right?
Yeah, it's spiky.
I don't remember. I do remember the... Yeah, but every time.
Well, anyway, right. There's a woman with spiky shoes and she does a bit of chatting.
Look what I'm going to be fucking you up with, bitch.
Oh, wow, they are big heels. Yeah, they're really big heels. Oh, my God. Blood. Oh, my God.
So now there's a man.
Don't like it.
From the waist like down. Lot of blood already.
Lot of blood. I'll tell you what, considering what she's got planned and considering how much he bleeds, she's not put down enough ground sheets there, has she?
No.
Ever the practical.
They're definitely in a hotel, aren't they? Look at the... The plug sockets on the wall.
Or in America.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, but I meant the height of them. That's not a practical height.
It's a tiled floor, though, so that's easy clean up.
I think that's a Premier Inn.
Do you?
Okay.
I mean, he's... I don't know what to say.
I don't know how you can do this every week.
It's torture, it really is.
This really is torture.
Honestly,
why is he squatting a bit?
Honestly, I used to have an intellectual podcast where people would sit around with experts. Yeah, because no one fucking listened to it, Alan. Not even I listened to it.
Never even asked me.
No.
I mean, I've got an intellectual side. Compared to this, I've got no... I mean, you know... My own interests are very much some enjoyable missionary in a long-term relationship, and now here I am.
Do you know what? We had somebody once...
I could
once.
Have come on and talked about Dostoevsky if you'd asked.
Well, we had somebody on once who was the leader of Extinction Rebellion. Do you remember them?
Oh, yeah.
Sort of the Extinction Rebellion, the precursor to Just Stop Oil, really, weren't
it? Ironic now that they don't exist.
Fought against it, though, didn't they? And we had him paired on with George Zach, right?
Right.
And this guy was very passionate, very, very passionate. And George couldn't really give too much of a fuck. And he said, this guy said, it's like being at the Holocaust, what we're at right now. He goes, if you were at the Holocaust, if you were watching the Holocaust, if you were watching all of that, what would you do? And George went, whose side am I on? And honestly, you could actually pinpoint the moment where a guy's face just goes, why have I travelled for this?
It took him ages, he had to walk.
I was going to say, where did he come from and how?
Yeah. Got Orson Carr like it was Appleby Fair and he was a gypsy. I just camp at roundabouts for weeks. Go on, let's see the rest of this. So this is a woman with spiky shoes, a man who's already bleeding, naked, cock's in all right shape. I imagine that's going to change in a minute.
Yeah, I'll be honest, there isn't really a twist to this. It's going to go exactly how you expect.
I don't know if I can look.
I
want to see where she kicks them.
She's going to kick him in the cock.
It's going to get a whole lot worse.
It's going to get a whole lot worse.
Oh, God, no.
Look at how sharp these spikes are.
She's going to kick him in the cock and balls with her spiky shoes.
Oh! I missed it.
Oh! Yeah, she is destroying that D.
So, yeah, that's what happened to him.
Who's enjoying this?
I'm enjoying it.
I didn't watch it and I still didn't enjoy it. So,
see,
I can uncross.
How this usually works is Rob, the usual host, gets the videos and he gets to enjoy mine and Freddie's and everyone's reaction.
Yeah.
Now that Rob's away, I get to see the videos first. So I have your reaction.
Right.
And now I get to see your reaction and it's the best.
It's very weird, isn't it? You don't enjoy it when you watch it, but when you show it to somebody...
Oh, it's the best.
It's the best feeling in the world. And if you want to watch these videos and you want to show them to people, you can by signing up to Patreon, patreon.com/deadmentalkpod. You get access to the dark room where we keep all these videos so you can show them to your mates and fucking scar them for life. You also get an extra episode of Dead Men Talking every single week, as well as all the extra content that we make. We've made loads of roast shows. We've done the Sex Dungeon special, the wrestling special. We've got fucking...
We've got Taskmaster coming soon.
Taskbastard coming soon, which is absolutely nothing to do with Taskmaster and is no way a rip-off of it in any way, shape or form.
No, a completely original idea.
Any similarities are purely coincidental. And if you do want to sue us, then it's Tom's idea.
Ironically, I can't even get on that.
It's for your own good, Phil.
Couldn't imagine you putting a ship in a bottle with two limp wrists. Anything you want to put before you go, Alan?
No.
It's a video, isn't it?
Phil, anything that you want to plug?
Hey guys, I'm going on my first ever UK tour in 2023. Check out the link on my Twitter at the Phil Ellis or Instagram Phil Ellis Comedy.
Google Phil Ellis.
Go to Liverpool, Manchester, Edinburgh. When? London dates to be confirmed. All the dates?
When is the tour? Just roughly? It's
February, March this year.
Okay. How much are tickets?
£14 max.
Okay. Okay.
That's all right, isn't it?
You're going on tour? Yeah.
And I'm good. I'm award winning.
Yeah.
9 years ago. Sorry.
He's recovered.
Recovered. Look, see? Back on the circuit.
It's touch and go. He ended up in a coma for a long time. Yeah. His body just shut down completely.
It's my new show, and I'm very proud of it. I'd love you all to come and see it.
Is it Hedgehog?
It's Hedgehog, yeah.
Critically acclaimed Hedgehog?
Critically acclaimed Hedgehog. It took me a while to get it ready, but my God, it's ready.
I remember when you were telling me the story about doing a preview at MacFest, where you had all these people in a tent and you just kept getting them to leave so that they'd do their own little projects. You'd be like, hey, hey.
For the big finale at the end.
Like 100 people in a tent. And he'd be like, hey, guys, wouldn't it be weird if The Apprentice had a different theme tune or whatever? And then he'd go, right, you three, you go out and work on that. And so they'd fuck off. And he'd come back at the end. And then he'd go, right, so...
all these 20 people have been kicked out to work on the finale.
Just kept getting rid of people. And then brought them all back in at the end and was like... Well, there's no time. It's just so funny.
It was. But let me tell you, it didn't work in Edinburgh, so we dropped that after day four. Plus, I didn't have enough people to send out.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Send people out was just me.
It's such a funny idea. Yeah, funny.
It's funny how they really seem a good idea, but now it's just an hour of stand-up coming up.
Loads easier, isn't it?
It's so much easier.
Stand-up to people that are in the room.
I know, it's fucking exhausted doing that.
And if you come to Phil Ellis, you can stay for the whole thing. if you want.
Fancy seeing the show you paid for? Well, now you can.
Thank you ever so much for listening. Become a Patreon. We'll see you next week. Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.